Il-program li ser tisimaw uwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqat tajba tal-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.
L-odwa tajba jena, kida mi kolenti kommerħba l-edizzjoni tal-lum tal-program Aħna l-Europa. Kienet ġimali bdejnija bil-elezzjoni, rizultata l-elezzjoni ferm mistennija, waħda mill-aktar elezzjonijiet mistennija li kenna fl-Europa matul din is-sena, l-elezzjoni presidenziali fi Franza li trebħet mill-pro-Ewropeista Emmanuel Macron li bekse fajmexxi lill-Franza snin li ġejjin. Wara li fil-tina u l-aħħar round tal-elezzjoni eleb il-Marine Le Pen mill-Lemin Estrem wara li Marine Le Pen kisbet aktar minn 40% tal-voti li huwa rekord huwa l-akbar ammont ta' voti li kisbet u li kiseb il-partit tal-Lemin Estrem fl-aħħar ftit snin. U anke Macron inexxielu xorta waħda jirbaħ din l-elezzjoni minkejja din it-taqtija missirta ħafna ma' Marine Le Pen. Il-pożizzjonijiet bejn iż-żewġ politiċi li kienu qed jikkontestaw din l-elezzjoni kienu għal kollox differenti minn xulxin. Marine Le Pen issa ftit ta' snilu kienet tikkampanja li possibilment anka toħroġ il-Franza mill-Unjoni Ewropea, pożizzjoni li mbagħad kienet bidlet. Imma f'din il-kampanja elettorali rajna lill-Marine Le Pen li kienet sa ċertu punt il-kellim il-vuċi tal-Franċiżi ordinarji, il-Franċiżi li qed ibatu biex jaslu sal-aħħar tax-xahar. Il-Franċiżi li qed jaffaċċjaw żiediet sostanzjali fil-prezzijiet tan-nikel, il-prezzijiet tal-enerġija. U mill-banda l-oħra, Emmanuel Macron kompla jitkellem b'ton pjuttost aktar tekniku, aktar teknokratiku, imma li kompla jinsisti li mhux biss se jkun qed imexxi biex jagħmel il-Franza aktar innovattiva, aktar kreattiva, aktar ekoloġika, imma li Franza jkollha aktar saħħa anka fuq livell Ewropew. U Emmanuel Macron bħala wieħed mill-mexxejja ewlenin anka tal-Unjoni Ewropea stess għal li jrid Ewropa aktar b'saħħitha, xi ħaġa li kien anka tenna 4 snin ilu meta kien beda jmexxi meta rebaħ l-ewwel elezzjoni presidenzjali fi Franza. Imma tajjeb ninnutaw u niftakru f'ċifra importanti li ħarġet mill-elezzjoni presidenzjali fi Franza li 28% ta' dawk li kienu eligibbli li jivvutaw ma ħarġux jivvutaw fl-elezzjoni tal-ħadd li għadda. L-ogħla rata ta' astensjonijiet ta' persuni li ma marrux jivvutaw fil-verità fl-aħħar 50 sena fi Franza li hija rata sinifikanti ħafna. Imma li lejn mill-elezzjoni presidenzjali fi Franza li sa ċertu punt Franza ironikament koinċidenza bħalissa għandha wkoll il-presidenza tal-Kunsill tal-Unjoni Ewropea, allura wara din l-elezzjoni żgur li issa l-Franċiżi fil-tmexxija tal-Kunsill tal-Unjoni Ewropea se jkompli jiffukaw biex kemm jista' jkun jgħaddu abbozzi leġislattivi li kienu fil-programm ta' ħidma tagħhom għas-6 xhur bejn Jannar u Ġunju li ġej. Imma din l-elezzjoni fi Franza saret ukoll fl-isfond ta' gwerra fl-Ewropa li ħatma kienet jistenna jew uħud kienu jistenna u uħud kienu tibassru li għaf ikonna dan il-konflitt militari jew din id-deċiżjoni unilaterali mill-President ta' Russja Vladimir Putin li jibgħat dik li kienet issejjaħ safrar li għadda operazzjoni militari imma fi klim aktar sempliċi hija gwerra li jiddikjara fil-konfront tal-pajjiż ġar l-Ukrajna. Għaddew aktar minn xahrejn issa minn dak l-attakk militari li għadu għaddej sal-ġurnata tal-lum. U ftit tal-jiem ilu wara li anka l-President tal-Parlament Ewropew Roberta Metsola kienet żaret l-Ukrajna, ftit jiem wara anka l-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen u anka ir-rappreżentant tal-politika barranija tal-Unjoni Ewropea. L-Ispanjol Josep Borrell marru l-Ukrajna, marru f'diversi postijiet fosthom Kiev u anke Bucha, fejn u rapportat li sar massakru sħiħ fil-konfront tal-residenti ordinari li jgħixu f'dan ir-raħal ta' Bucha, u fost oħrajn il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen kif mistenni iltaqat mal-President tal-Ukrajna Volodymyr Zelensky u batet messaġġ importanti fosthom dwar il-qrubija u l-proċess biex l-Ukrajna tissieħeb fl-Unjoni Ewropea. Ħa segu l-kommenti tagħha.
This war is a challenge for the entire international community. And this is indeed a very decisive moment by now. It is a moment where we have to decide and where we have to fight for the question to be answered, will heinous devastation be winning or will it be humanity that is prevailing? Will autocracy be dominant or will democracy be the long-term dominant winner? Or will the right of might be the rule, or will it be the rule of law? And this is what is at stake in this war. It is a war, yes, that Russia unleashed against an innocent Ukraine, but it's much, much more than that. On top, it is these big questions that will be decided in this war. So your fight is also our fight. And I'm here in Kyiv with you today to send a very strong message that the European Union is by your side. We stand by your side. This is the message that, dear Volodymyr, I want to bring to you, but also to the Ukrainian people. We have discussed a lot of practical topics, how we can step up the European support for Ukraine. And let me be clear, we can never match the sacrifice of the Ukrainian people. Never can we match that. But we are mobilizing our economic power to make Putin pay a very, very heavy price. We have, as you said, imposed five waves of unprecedented sanctions against Russia, and we are already preparing the next wave. We are now moving into a system of rolling sanctions. And these sanctions are biting hard. If you look at the exports in goods to Russia, they have fallen almost by 71%. Inflation is now by 20%, and it is rising in Russia. Business confidence in Russia is at the lowest level since 1995, and the best and brightest minds are leaving Russia, together with more than 700 private companies, rightly so, who are leaving Russia. On top of this, member states have already frozen 225 billion euros of private Russian assets in the European Union since the beginning of the war. So if you look at that, Russia will descend in economic, financial and technological decay while Ukraine is marching towards a European future. This is what I see. We stand with you as you defend your country. And this is my second point. Indeed, Ukrainian people are holding up the torch of freedom for all of us. The European Union is sending weapons to your country. We have allocated almost 1 billion euros from the European Peace Facility to support the Ukrainian armed forces, and more will come. Later on, the High Representative will present that. With this support to the brave Ukrainian soldiers fighting for Ukraine's freedom, we want to underline that you're fighting for all of us. My message today is very clear. Ukraine belongs to the European family. We've heard your request loud and clear. And today we're here to give you a first positive answer. In this envelope, dear Volodymyr, there is an important step towards EU membership. The questionnaire that is in here is the basis for our discussion in the coming weeks. It is where your path towards Europe and the European Union begins. Let me promise you for this questionnaire that I will hand over to you in a moment. A questionnaire, of course, has to be answered. These are questions that then form an opinion of the European Union as a recommendation to the Council. We stand ready 24 hours, 7 days a week to support you in filling out this questionnaire. We know a lot about each other because we've been working together so intensively over the last years. So it will be not as usual a matter of years to form this opinion, but I think a matter of weeks if we work closely together. So for you, dear volunteer.
Dawk il-kummenti tal-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen kif ftit tal-ġimgħat ilu madwar ġimgħatejn ilu żaret l-Ukrajna, marret l-Ukrajna flimkien mal-rappreżentant tal-politika Boranija Josep Borrell u hemmhekk kellha taħdidiet u anke kif stajna segu u tkellmet b'mod ċar ħafna dwar il-vjaġġ biex l-Ukrajna tissieħeb fl-Unjoni Ewropea. Niftakru li eżatt kif faqqet il-gwerra fi frar li għadda l-Ukrajna minnu fih għamlet applikazzjoni biex tissieħeb fl-Unjoni Ewropea. Proċess li kif nafu aħna u kif huwa l-proċess anka dikjarat fi trattati tal-Unjoni Ewropea mhux proċess daqstant faċli biex wieħed jgħaddi mill-arbil rigorus ħafna tal-istituzzjonijiet kollha tal-Unjoni Ewropea biex jiġi verifikat u konfermat li l-istituzzjonijiet tal-pajjiż li qed japplika biex jissieħeb fl-Unjoni Ewropea u ma konformi mar-regoli u l-standards tal-Unjoni Ewropea, imma il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen hemmhekk kienet ċara ħafna fid-dikjarazzjoni tagħha dwar il-proċess u anke dwar il-rubija u fejn tara l-Ukrajna tkun parti politikament fis-snin li ġejjin bħala parti mill-familja Ewropea. U dwar l-Ukrajna, il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen komplet titkellem f'dawn il-jiem kif qed iżżur l-Indja bħala parti mis-60 sena mill-relazzjonijiet bejn l-akbar żewġ demokrazija fid-dinja. L-Indja, popolazzjoni ta' 1.3 biljun ċittadin, 1.3 biljun persuna u l-Unjoni Ewropea li hija magħmula minn ftit aktar minn 420 miljun ċittadin. Ħansegu x'qalet il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea dwar relazzjoni bejn l-Indja u l-Unjoni Ewropea li forsi ftit nikkummentaw dwar imma bla dubju ta' xejn l-Indja hija blokk importanti sieħeb strateġiku importanti ħafna fit-tisjieħ u fl-iżvilupp ta' relazzjonijiet kemm kummerċjali u politiċi bejn l-Unjoni Ewropea u dan il-pajjiż.
Democracy was born more than 2,000 years ago in Europe, but today its largest home is India. For the European Union, strengthening and energizing its partnership with India is a priority in this upcoming decade. Both our economies thrive in a world of common rules and fair competition. And we share the same interests in safe trading routes, in seamless supply chains, and in a free and open Indo-Pacific. Both our regions are driving forces in the digital revolution, and this makes us natural partners in setting global standards to make sure that the rules of the analog world also count in the digital domain. And of course, both India and the European Union are key in the transition to a more sustainable and green future for our planet. So we must pool our strength in the fight against climate change. It's so urgent. And this is our common responsibility, not only towards the global community, but mostly towards the next generation. However, our values are not shared by everyone. We all see the rising challenges to our open and free societies. This is true for the technological and the economic domain, but it is also true for security. The reality is that the core principles that underpin peace and security across the world are at stake. In Asia as well as in Europe, the images coming from Russia's attack on Ukraine have shocked and are shocking the whole world. 2 weeks ago, I visited Bucha, the suburb of Kyiv, which was devastated by Russian troops as they withdrew from the north of Ukraine. I saw with my own eyes the bodies lined up on the ground. I saw the mass graves. I listened to survivors of atrocious crimes the Kremlin soldiers committed. I saw the scars of bombed schools and resident houses and hospitals. These are severe violations of international law, targeting and killing innocent civilians, redrawing borders by force, subjugating the will of a free people. This goes against core principles enshrined in the UN Charter. We are the two largest democracies in the world, and together we have a lot to give to the benefit, for the benefit of the people. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living indeed in a terra nova, as the title of this year's Resina Dialogue suggests. We all have to choose whether we want a terra nova to be wild, dangerous, and an unlivable place, or a better home for all humankind. I am convinced that democracies will have a crucial role to play in defining the world of tomorrow. I want Europe to be a partner for Asia in shaping this new world, a world of independent yet interconnected countries, working together for a more prosperous and peaceful world, working together for the benefit of humankind. Thank you very much for your attention.
Dichiarazioni psaħidhom ħafna mill-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen fl-India dwar anke sem ta' l-India u anke l-viżjoni ta' l-Unjoni Ewropea għal komplement ta' dinja kif l-Unjoni Ewropea f'dawn l-aħħar ftit snin qed tipprova anke issaħħaħ il-pożizzjoni politika tagħha internazzjonalment. Tajjeb ngħidu l-aħħar part tal-programm niffukawha fuq deċiżjoni importanti li ttieħdet f'dawn l-aħħar jiem bejn il-Parlament Ewropew u l-gvernijiet l-Stati membri tal-Unjoni Ewropea fil-Kunsill dwar il-proposta għallat dwar is-servizzi diġitali. Llum il-ġurnata aħna l-koll nużaw il-mezzi soċjali online sar parti mill-ħajja tagħna ta' kuljum kważi. Ma naddux mingħajr ma nużaw kemm fuq il-mobile, kemm fuq tablets, kemm fuq il-laptop tagħna affarijiet diġitali. U għal daqstant il-Kummissjoni Ewropea fl-2020 konxja anke minn diversi xejriet li kienet qed tinnota madwara u li kienu qed jaffettwaw u li għadhom jaffettwaw lilna ċittadini fost oħrajn dwar pjattaformi kbar ħafna li possibilment għandhom ħafna setat li aħna ċittadini ma nistgħux nikkontrollaw jew m'għandniex seta' biżejjed biex nikkontrollaw u fil-verità il-Kummissjoni Ewropea konxa minn dan kollu kienet għamlet żewġ proposti dwar żewġ leġiżlazzjonijiet ġodda. Waħda minnhom jalat dwar is-servizzi diġitali u dan kien f'Diċembru tal-2020. Ħanerġa' nfakkarkom x'kienet qalet dakinhar il-Viċi President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea responsabbli mill-era diġitali Margrethe Vestager.
Are two milestones in our journey to make Europe fit for digital age, the Digital Services Act and the Digital Markets Act. The two proposals, they serve one purpose, to make sure that we, as users, as customers, businesses, have access to a wide choice of safe products and services online, just as well as we do in the physical world. And that all businesses operating in Europe, that can be big ones, that can be small ones, that they can freely and fairly compete online, just as they do offline. Because this is one world. Whether from our streets or from our screens, we should be able to do our shopping in a safe manner. Whether we turn pages or we just scroll down, we should be able to choose and to trust the news that we read. And of course, what is illegal offline is equally illegal online. I will say a few words about the two proposals and then, of course, today as well, and we hope to be able to take questions and for you to meet your deadlines. I've been wondering how to give a metaphor, because these are two quite complex proposals. And the best thing I think I came to think of was the first ever traffic light that brought order in the streets. That was actually in the US, in Cleveland, Ohio. And that was invented as a response to a major technological disruption, the invention of the car. And I think just like back then, it's more than 100 years ago, now we have such an increase in the online traffic that we need to make rules that put order into chaos. And that is what the Digital Service Act is all about, creating new rules, making the online world a safe, reliable, secure space for users of digital roads. Because we should be able to trust what we see online, to navigate without being confronted with terrorist propaganda, and feeling as certain that the toy that we buy online is safe, just as well as the toy that we buy in a brick-and-mortar shop. Three main actions in the Digital Services Act: more safety for users, increasing transparency of platforms, and better enforcement. Safety first, obviously, because a safe digital space is one that protects users from illegal and harmful content while preserving the freedom of expression. And that is the very important balance that we have been keeping. So we introduce new due diligence obligations. Digital platforms will be required to swiftly remove illegal content, but in parallel to explain why to the user, why the content was removed, and give him or her an option to complain about it. Also, the new obligation to know your customer will require online marketplaces to check their seller's identity before they are allowed on the platform, which will make it so much more difficult for dodgy traders to do their business. Then transparency. It's quite difficult to realize, to see through why you see this and not that. Why is one seller ranked higher than another? Why do we get to see this first, this second, and maybe something not at all? So the Digital Services Act will also require platforms to tell us how their algorithms work, how their recommender system selects the content that they show us, but not require platforms to reveal their algorithms, but to give us a better idea of who's trying to influence us, and give us a choice as to whether we want to trust this or not. And last but not least, enforcement, because no legislation is any better than the enforcement of it. For people to travel safely, well, we need to have the same rules across Europe. This is why it's a regulation. This is why it's based on single market legal basis. And it needs to be tied to possible sanctions. We maintain the country of origin principle that everyone knows so well, but member states will be much better equipped to enforce their national laws, and the authorities that are to where the platforms are established, well, they will be much better at imposing redress actions if a platform fails to comply. So there will be a European approach to having still the country of origin principle.
Dawk il-dokumenti dikjarazzjoni li kienet għamlet Margaret Vestager meta kienet nediet din il-proposta fil-15 ta' Deċembru 2020 u issa sena u nofs wara hemm qbil politiku bejn iż-żewġ istituzzjonijiet li kif hija il-prassi kif jiġu maqbula d-deċiżjonijiet u anke jkun hemm qbil fuq il-proposti leġislattivi li toħroġ il-Kummissjoni Ewropea irid ikun hemm ħafna drabi il-koleġislaturi, il-Parlament u l-gvernijiet li jridu b'xi mod isibu kompromess الكونغرس فوق ديك التالي بروبوستا ساكن ما يكونش هم اوكازيونيات اللي ما يقبلوش دوارا ويبطوا الورا كومبلتامنت للكوميسيوني يوين كلا يرموا البارا كومبلتامنت. فدان الكاسز دا كلم قبيل بوليتيكو فتيت تال يميلو بين البارلمنت u il-Kunsill suġġett issa l-approvazzjoni formali minnhom it-tnejn imma li għandu jwassal biex mill-ewwel ta' Jannar 2024 tidħol fis-seħħ din il-liġi ġdida tal-lat dwar is-servizzi diġitali li kif spjegat tajjeb ħafna Margaret Vestager se tkompli tassigura aktar sigurtà, aktar trasparenza u aktar infurzar fid-dinja virtuali. Wara dan il-qbil il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea għalet hekk il-ftehim dwar lat dwar is-servizzi diġitali bejn il-Parlament u l-Gvernijiet huwa wieħed storiku. Kemm f'termini ta' ħin kif ukoll ta' sustanza. Dan l-att se aġġorna r-regoli fundamentali għas-servizzi online kollha fl-Unjoni Ewropea se jiżgura li l-ambjent online jibqa' spazju sigur li jħares il-libertà tal-espressjoni u l-opportunitajiet għan-negozji diġitali. Ħaddem fil-prattika l-prinċipju li dak li huwa illegali offline għandu jkun illegali online. Aktar ma jkun kbir id-daqs tal-pjattaformi, aktar ikunu responsabiltajiet tagħhom online. Il-ftehim li jikkumplimenta l-ftehim politiku dwar lat dwar is-swieq diġitali, il-Digital Markets Act tax-xahar li għadda jibgħat messaġġ qawwi ħafna qalet il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea lill-Ewropej kollha, lin-negozji kollha fl-Unjoni Ewropea u anka l-nimsieħba kollha internazzjonali. Min-naħa tagħha l-Viċi President għall-era Digitali Margaret Vestager li għandna kif segwejna l-kummenti tagħha sena u nofsilu għalet hekk. Permezz ta' Digital Services Act qed ngħinu biex noħolqu ambjent online li jkun sigur u responsabbli bil-pjattaformi għandhom ikunu trasparenti fir-rigward tad-deċiżjonijiet tagħhom dwar il-moderazzjoni tal-kontenut fil-waqt li jipprevenu li jkun hemm informazzjoni perikoluża li tmur virali, informazzjoni li aktar mill-informazzjoni, disinformazzjoni perikoluża li issa dawn il-pjattaformi se jkunu obbligati li jneħħu b'mod immedjat. U anka l-offerta ta' prodotti mhux siguri fis-suq li issa se tkun aktar faċli li anka tkun taf mant min qed tixtri dak it-tali prodott jew servizz online. Da kollox għal din il-ġimgħa b'hekk fil-programm tal-lum tkellimna dwar ir-relazzjonijiet mal-Indja, is-sitwazzjoni fl-Ukrajna, żjara li għamlet il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea u anka dan l-iżvilupp importanti fir-rigward tad-dinja virtwali u s-servizzi diġitali. L-appuntament tal-makom għal bħallum ġimgħa fl-istess ħin. Sakemm nerġgħu niltaqgħu l-ġurnata tajba.
Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġjub lilkom bix-xewqa tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.